Okay, so we have four, you count them right, four people in the studio besides Magic Mark and Miss Vicky and Lucy. So it's a little tight in here, but this is an enthusiastic group that's doing some fun stuff at the university. So we welcome Joya, Lily, Julia, and Avery. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in this morning. I know it's early for college students, isn't it?
Well, thank you for having us.
Sure, no problem. So you have created your own music venue. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
For sure. So we operate a music venue called Grandma's House in Urbana. It's really awesome. We invite in local bands to come and play in our basement and just have a good time.
So how did this get started?
That's a great question. So as we were trying to figure out where we wanted to live together, because we knew we all wanted to be roommates, as we were touring houses in Urbana, we had that idea in mind of, okay, where can we have a place that bands can come and play? And so when we stumbled across the house that became Grandma's House, we just kind of knew, and we went from there.
And where did this interest in having, you know, live music come from?
We had all been going to house shows in Urbana together since our freshman year of college. We're all juniors now. And we have one more roommate, by the way, Sophia, who's abroad.
But she's got an early class. She couldn't come.
No, she's in Austria.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So, we had all been going to shows together. We really enjoyed the scene, and we felt that we could run a venue together pretty well. We had some friends in bands, so we kind of had an in there. And yeah, that was that. I don't know if you guys want to explain the name behind Grandma's House.
Yes, please do.
Yes, somebody.
I think it came from a place of, like, all of us have been called, like, grandma throughout our lives, like, in a kind of negative way, like, because of, like, the clothes we wear or, like, just the, like, ways that we decorate our living spaces. People have said that it's very, like, grandma, but, like, not in a good way, so we kind of wanted to, like, reclaim that and have it be something positive. And I really like it. I feel like it... people feel a sense of, like, coziness in our house, or, like, that comforting feeling you get from, like, being at your grandma's house. We make baked goods at all of the shows, so it kind of plays into the grandma thing a little bit, too. And we really just like people to feel like they're in a very, like, safe and comforting space when they enter our house.
Well, this can't be a huge venue. How many people can, if you have a band in your basement, how many people actually can be there?
I think that when we, like, did, like, the math on actual capacity, it, like, our upper max was 100. We tend to...
100?
And that's going, like, downstairs in the basement, and also we open up the upstairs room for, like, a lot of... Sometimes we have a gallery in there, or we'll have different fundraisers that are promoting their stuff. So that's including that. But we do enforce, like, a capacity based off of, like, how it's feeling down there. Like, if it's feeling, like, too cramped, we never want it to be a safety hazard. So we're pretty on it with making sure that the space is still pretty open and it's not too many people.
So how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it since, when was our first show? September of 2024?
Oh, yeah. So really just a few months.
Yeah.
And so how frequent is it?
We have shows once a month. We know other venues do them more often, but we're also very busy gals ourselves. Mm-hmm. Just once a month works great for us.
And is this open to anybody? And how do people find out about it and come?
We primarily promote things on our Instagram. So that's where bands will reach out to us, or we'll reach out to them, or people will DM us for our address. We post our poster on there. Our posters are made by our wonderful friend Avery, different Avery. And then, sorry, what was the other question? Who all can come? We try to keep it 18 plus to mitigate any risks that come with having minors in our house. Mm-hmm. However, we did have a baby in our house for the My Politics show, because somebody had, it was like three generations of a family, the mom and the grandmother and the baby all came. So if you want to bring your baby, just make sure you're the parent and get them some headphones or something. But yeah, pretty much anyone can come that they want to.
So you've had how many shows so far? September. 1 month, three, four?
Six. Yeah, I think we've had six. We sort of keep track. We print out all of our show posters and put them up on our wall in our dining room. So,
well, you'll have to bring one to the station and put one up here in the, on our bulletin board. That would be
that'd be awesome. We'd love to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you take? Is there a charge to get in? You know, and if there is, we can't say how much it is on our airwaves. You can say there either is or there isn't, or do you do donations, or how do you compensate the bands?
Yeah, we usually charge...
Say how much.
I'm not saying
how much. Oh, okay.
we usually charge a small entry fee to get in, but for our last few shows, we've been doing fundraising shows, so the... All the proceeds will go, or it depends on the show, but for some of them, all the proceeds will go directly to the organizations that we partner with. And then usually the rest of it gets split up among the bands. But yeah, we charge that fee just to make sure that we can charge or have money for the bands. And also we've been able to raise a good amount of money for causes that we all care a lot about. So
what are some of the fundraisers you've done? What are the groups that you're raising money for?
Yeah, we partnered with Engineers Without Borders on campus, and so they're raising money to be able to, for their project, which is building a water distribution system in Rwanda, to be able to provide drinking water to a lot of people over there. We've also worked with the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. Yeah, that was with our Pizza FM show, and then... Recently, we worked with Dressember, which is an RSO on campus, and they raise money for human trafficking, like, relief efforts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. So, you guys, I think folks are familiar somewhat with Pizza FM. Are you still doing that, or is that kind of, you don't have time for it anymore?
I just have a show once a week, but we partnered with them. They have this show every year called Pizza My Heart for Valentine's Day, and they raise money for an organization that they care about. So we just partner with them on that, but we would definitely be open to partnering with them again because they were a really great organization to work with.
Yeah.
Is there any particular style of music that the bands play, or and is it electric, is it acoustic, or anything goes?
I think it's been pretty varied the last six shows, but it tends to be, we've had, like, folk, it tends to be, like, acoustic, it tends to be, we've had some of, like, the more, like, punk rock type stuff, but it's been mostly, like, indie, that's how, would you guys describe it any other way?
Yeah, more lower key. We do have some electric, but we're not looking for people to be fully moshing, just out of safety. And for the general vibe we're trying to curate for the home.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up grandma's house, you know.
Exactly.
Any other questions?
I don't know. It just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It really is. It's very rewarding, especially when we do fundraiser shows. It's very nice.
So do you have another show coming up here that you're planning, or is that still up in the air?
We've got a couple for the rest of the semester. Can't reveal too many details yet, but one on April 12th and one on May 2nd. Yeah, but we're really excited for those bands.
And where could people go to learn about this?
Yeah. You can go to our Instagram, which is grandmas.house.cu, and all of our information should be on there. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are recording this, so we'll have a copy of it and send you a link to it at the end of the day, probably. So thank you so much for joining us, Joya, Lily, Julia, and Avery. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.